This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Welcome back to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio. And now, here's Gene Steinberg.
So there we go, talking about people from elsewhere popping in and out. So if we talk, Don Ecker, about a breakaway civilization, what if we're really dealing with something, another reality that interacts here, or that these people went into another dimension rather than stick here on Earth while things were going bad?
Well, it's, of course, there's no way that I venture a guess anybody currently with this roundtable can say with any certainty. I realize that a lot of this is speculation. However, when you look at the preponderance of many of these cases where unidentifieds are seen, and some of the areas that I have recently been looking at purely for my own edification are underwater submersible objects, objects that have been viewed by naval vessels, people. We have a spot here in sunny Southern California where my open lines co-host and close buddy Rich Saraday was a school teacher down, he was teaching high school down in Los Angeles, and one of his students put us onto an area off of Santa Monica where the citizens down there, the residents, have routinely seen objects entering and leaving the water down there. There have been a lot of cases out in the Pacific, actually not too far from California, where these things have been sighted, not just recently, but for years and years. I mean, if you follow the trail of this and go back even to the Second World War, there have been a number of cases that have surfaced where naval vessels, while on patrol, and at that time we were fighting the Japanese Empire, where they have encountered inexplicable things in the water, and in some cases, they reported leaving the water. Now, what in the world was that? Well, unidentified objects. Now, why would they be down there? If we're talking about an extraterrestrial race coming in from another star system, well, there's a number of reasons that you could speculate. Once again, pure speculation, that for whatever reason, at some point, they formed a base. And what better, more secure location than in the bowels of the ocean?
Yeah, I think that type of speculation is completely coherent. There's nothing about it that doesn't make sense or isn't possible from a scientific perspective. You're right on the money.
With sufficient technology, sure, they could swing it. But then again, what about that thought that perhaps 10, 12, 14,000 years ago, there was an advanced civilization? Now, how advanced, I couldn't even begin to speculate, although if you go back and you review many files, archaeological files, we all have heard about ooparts, out-of-place things that have been discovered that there's simply no explanation for. Well, there is one possible explanation. At one point, there were advanced humans here. And if what happened, I think if what happened happened, and that was some type of astronomical event, a comet, a small asteroid that impacted somewhere in North America then, which caused the ice to melt and the oceans to rise, these people sought shelter underground, and perhaps some of them chose to never come back out. And if that's true, what is the possibility that they truly have now a very advanced civilization? But then if you really want to get wonky, let's talk about the Nazis. Let's talk about the truly advanced explorations they were making with avionics that went far beyond the V-2 rocket, far beyond the ME-262 jet, to Der Glock, the Bell. And the rumors that for many years have circulated about that advanced technology. Now, there's a whole trail that I could go down. The Byrd expedition down to the Arctic in 1946, 47, and what allegedly happened down there. So, I mean, we're left with many, many, many questions and very, very few answers.
Well, that's true, and a lot of it's really interesting. For sure, it's part of UFO lore, and I think it deserves to be mentioned for sure because it is so interesting. But a lot of it just doesn't really pan out. When you look at the OO parts, I've looked into it and looked at both sides, and, you know, there might be a couple of artifacts that maybe are a little bit different, but most of them sort of turned out to be not really what they were claiming. And I think that if there was a civilization capable of building something like a mothership, we'd have a whole lot more in the way of infrastructure remains and evidence than we have. It seems to make a whole lot more sense what you're saying the first time around, that it was already made elsewhere where there is no evidence and it came here, and that there are secret bases perhaps somewhere here. And that's why there's so little evidence to back it up, because where they're made just isn't here. It's someplace else.
Well, what if it's underwater? What if? Here's the thing, Randall. We cannot even agree on President Kennedy's assassination back in 1963. Was it one shooter? Was it three shooters? Was there a conspiracy? Was there no conspiracy? I mean, these are the kind of questions that are on things that just recently happened. How can we deem to think we know what was going on 10, 12, 14,000 years ago? And how this continent and the whole world, for that matter, has changed geologically since that time. So, you know, when you say, well, there's no proof that there was ever any facilities or areas that we discovered that may have been used for advanced technology 10, 12, 14,000 years ago, I'm saying, well, that's for the most part probably true. But remember, the oceans of the planet raised 100 to 200 feet around the globe. How much land that was then there is now underwater? And how much exploration have we truly done beneath the waves? Now, I'm not saying that's the only explanation, but I'm saying that's what I consider to be room for speculation.
Oh, sure. It doesn't hurt to speculate, but I think that there's a hierarchy of reasonableness. So what we need to do is kind of identify what we mean by the word proof. All proof is enough evidence to make someone believe that a claim is true. For some people, the evidence doesn't need to be very substantial. For other people, it does. I tend to have a little bit higher standards in terms of what evidence is required for me to believe something. So when there's not enough, I tend to lower the likelihood of a particular theory below that of ones with better evidence and more logical reasoning. That they're being manufactured here on Earth, that just seems to be a lower likelihood.
You know, we're going to continue this discussion in our next segment. A reminder that we have the After the Paracast podcast, our second radio show. It's only available if you subscribe to the Paracast Plus. Go to plus.theparacast.com, plus.theparacast.com. You also get the commercial-free version of this show and more goodies all the time. And the subscriptions start at just $1.49 a week. Cheaper than, what, coffee at the Circle K or something? More to come. You're in
the Paracast.
Neighbors, I want to tell you about my favorite graphics app. It's the award-winning Graphic Converter. You know, Graphic Converter is the universal genius for photo editing on your Mac. Join over 1.5 million loyal users for this Swiss Army knife photo editing app. It gives you all you expect from a top-flight image editing app with tons of features, and most important, it's easy to use. It's also far less expensive than that other app that you can only get by subscription. You know the one I'm talking about. What's more, you can get 20% off with your order right now. So write this down to learn about Graphic Converter. Go to www.lemkesoft.de/gene. Let me spell that. www.lemkesoft.de/gene.
I've been taking One Rule Away for several years and experienced healing for a severe intestinal problem. A car accident and the deployment of an airbag caused 2 breaks and crushed bone in my left wrist. My arm swelled, yet pain was minimum. At one point, it was obvious to the eye that the bone was misaligned, and x-rays confirmed the break. Surgery was immediately scheduled. Upon awakening, the doctor entered and told me I was a very unusual case. He said that when he opened up my wrist, he expected to see raw, mangled, bruised, brown meat. Instead, the tissue was healthy and pink, and even right next to the broken bone, it was pretty. Yes, he actually said I had pretty tissue. During the 3 weeks between the break and the surgery, I became obsessed with taking One Rule Away. During that time, I was taking it 3 times a day. It seemed my body just craved it. It all beautifully healed in record time with no scar tissue.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit sgn80.com.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from 3 health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. That's 800-535-7789.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
We'd like to hear from you. If you have a comment or question about the Paracast, send it to news@theparacast.com. That's news@theparacast.com. And don't forget to visit our famous Paracast community forums at forum.theparacast.com.
Okay, so you were saying, Randall Murphy, that you're not really that enthused about the possibility of Earth-based UFOs, then?
Well, I think that the evidence for that tends to be less in terms of logic and actual physical evidence than the alternatives. Other things like dimensions are even lower, I would say. But that doesn't rule out the possibility of actual other universes, which is a different concept altogether. And that I find really interesting. And that's when we get into the whole sort of matrix type theory, where maybe the universes as we know them are kind of like folders in your computer. And we've got the one we live in here in one folder and another one in another folder, and that there's a way to travel between them, a cut and paste type of affair where the information can be sent from one to another.
And you wouldn't call that interdimensional, Randall?
No, I'd call it transuniversal. Interdimensional is a different kind of concept, because we have three dimensions here and we have time, which isn't really a spatial dimension. But going above that, it becomes problematic logically to think that something can pop in and out of some other allegedly higher dimension. And yet there's no reason something couldn't be transferred from another universe entirely, where they also have their same laws of physics, and whatever it is composed of materials that would be able to exist in our universe the same as theirs, because both universes run according to the same rules.
Well, but I see that as tomato, tomato.
Yeah, it's kind of it is a bit of a semantics thing, but it's an important one, because there are those who believe, well, there are actually higher dimensions in a spatial sense beyond 3 and 4, 5 and so on, and that's an entirely different concept altogether. It's sort of really, it's not quite the same as tomato, tomato. When you think about it, it is an important difference, but in casual conversation, I think people tend to use the two interchangeably.
You know, here's the thing. Let's go back, 800 years, okay? Some poor schmuck ran afoul of the king, and the king made a determination, we're going to execute him. Now, the guy that's going to be executed, does he really care if the king is going to hang him, behead him, or burn him at the stake? He's still going to be dead. So that's how I see this.
For casual conversation, it's fine to look at things in general terms, but I think if you're going to have a field like ufology, that it's really beneficial to establish what we mean in more precise terms.
Well, here's the deal, okay? We're talking about a topic that has very few facts, very little evidence. Most, and I've been doing this for a long time, most, quote, facts or evidence end up being witness testimony. Now, of course, there are videos that have been taken. There are photographs that have been taken. But the facts, I think you'll admit, are few and far between. Right? So when you're talking about evidence and you're talking about speculation, I've really got to think that we're treading, regardless, we're treading on some very thin ice. Now, take, for example, a case that I broke in 1992. And I'm going to sound like a broken record to Gene and Chris, because I've talked about this many times. The STS-48 space shuttle incident, where over New Zealand and Australia, an unknown object was encountered, and something seemed to be fired at this object. This object took a really violent, evasive maneuver, and then swung back around. Now, just by what people like Dr. Jack Kasher had to say about this, and he did some extensive research on that particular case, okay, the skeptics were never satisfied, because, let's face it, the skeptics will never be satisfied. It's not in their interest to be satisfied. So what do we have? What do we end up with? One of those cases that should have been accepted much more readily, because of what the very facts of the case showed, and the fact that NASA, the day after I appeared on Larry King Live, encrypted that feed. That was basically the last time you ever saw anything live from outer space that was not under scrutiny by somebody at NASA or the military. It's kind of one of those things that just kind of passed into oblivion. And that's, unfortunately, what most of this field is really all about. The powers that be have one ally that they depend on to the nth degree, and that is the passage of time. People forget. You know, the human creature is a funny, funny creature. They'll get all excited for a moment, then the next shiny thing comes by, out of sight, out of mind. Do you guys agree with that?
Oh, absolutely. Like what's going on with Fukushima, it's still spewing, I think, tons and tons of radioactive water into the ocean every day. And if that was 20 years ago, it would be front page news every day. Now it's just like, oh, it's part of life, and we don't hear about it, and we're not allowed to hear about it. They cover it up.
Exactly, exactly. And how much of that fish, the stuff that's harvested from the Pacific Ocean, that is being sold in supermarkets and fish markets all around this country, how much of that is radioactive, and what are the long-term effects? Because you know that radiation is going somewhere.
Oh, absolutely. I've mentioned this before, I think, and we had a high school student did a science project where she went around with a Geiger counter to the local supermarkets, and when she got to the fish section, the thing just went crazy. So how much more proof do you need?
And how much did the media take that to heart and report on it?
Yeah, it was in the paper, and it was sort of glossed over, and people continued to buy their fish and consume it. And just, there's something really wrong with how that whole thing is being handled. But now, of course, we're getting kind of off topic from where we were. But you are right that time tends to make people forget about things. That's where we started with the show, with all of the fakes and frauds and so on that were once exposed, and then again they pop up and start with the same stuff. So what do we do? What do you suggest, Don?
Well, the short answer, Randall, I don't have a clue.
Well, I'm really glad we've got people like you, Don. And I'm really glad that you made it on this time, because last time you had some problems with your microphone or something, but you're coming through really clear today. Sounds good.
That's because I ended up buying a Yeti Blue mic. And I'm telling you what, I love this mic. Plugs right into my computer. 5 stars.
You know, we should be getting advertising from Blue Microphones. So you have a Blue Yeti. So does Chris. I have the Yeti Pro and the Spark.
I got the Snowball.
You see?
We're all on it.
Yeah, I gotta tell you, I've been as happy as a bear rooting through a picnic basket.
All right. Don Ecker, Randall Murphy, Gene and Chris, you're in
the Paracast.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Lifetime Graze 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com, or find us on Facebook.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light Systems system today, complete with two Black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
How did you become addicted? A friend? Were you at a party and someone said, hey, try this? Then you got the cold sweats and started shaking. And the more you did it, the more it didn't work. So you switched to the needle. Now you're a train wreck. Drinking, drugging, broke. Your family hates you. And you hate you. Get out of your hell on earth now. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline today for immediate help. In many cases, your insurance may cover the costs. We can't guarantee it, but we can guarantee we have what you need to change your life for the better. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. That's 855-700-2979.
Back pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24/7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc, herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now at
855-510-BACK.
For a no-cost MRI review and to learn more, it's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain.
Call 855-510-BACK to see if laser spine surgery is right for you. That's 855-510-BACK.
What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.
Robert Hastings, author of UFOs and Nukes, and you're listening to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio.
Okay, so we're now, of course, talking up our mics. And like I said, before we talk any further about blue microphones, guys, buy ads. We'll give you a good rate. We all use your product. You know, they're selling blue mics now at the Sam's Club stores. The snowballs were like $35, $40. They've gone mass market. Don Eckert, last couple of segments here. Don't you think at this point maybe the UFO field has become so hopeless we have to find a totally different way?
Well, yeah, I'm on board. You got any ideas on what that totally different way is? Because, you know, you go out, and Gene, you've been in this field even longer than I have, okay? You go back to the 60s. Now, I had a definite interest in that, and I'll never forget the Colorado study. I mean, you know, in 1964, my father, who was, there were not many more grounded people than him, came forward to me one night. I think it was in the springtime, if I remember. It was a Friday. And we were going to go as a family to that thing now that's extinct called the drive-in. You remember drive-ins?
Right. I went to a drive-in a few times. I did not grow up in a city where you had drive-ins. But after getting married and living in the South, we did go to drive-ins occasionally. The thing it, though, is I guess it's fun. You sit in your own car and you do what you want. And they take a speaker and they stick that. It hangs from the side windows.
Oh, that was the old days, Gene. I remember when we were all like really super hyped because you could tune your FM radio to this and you could hear. You didn't need that anymore.
Yeah, but you know, it's interesting here. The quality of the sound until you could use your radio.
I remember
wasn't
the movie.
That good.
My God. You know what the movie was? 55 days at Peking with, Charlton Heston, David, the British actor, David, well, at any rate. So we were getting ready to go to the movies, okay, the drive-in, and lo and behold, my dad suddenly jumped up. He was reading the newspaper. He shoved it in my lap and said, "Here, read this." And it was a report about the Socorro case. Okay, the UFO Socorro case that happened out in New Mexico. Now, I mean, those were the kind of things I remember as a kid. And when the Hillsdale sightings broke, of course, anybody that was following, you know, and we didn't get a lot. Let's face it, they were not reported often. But then Jerry Ford got involved in it. And that was one of the reasons the Colorado study ended up being run by the Air Force, because people like Ford pushed it. And I'll never forget waiting for the final decision on what the thing was all about. And, you know, that was later when I really looked in depth at it. That was a whitewash from top to bottom, because even with their negative report at the end, the public report, well, there's nothing to this. There's no national security considerations, which was a load of poppycock. The bottom line was they still were unable to identify roughly 30% of the cases they looked at. And people like Kehoe, Gene, okay, was just outraged at this. You know, the whole thing was crap. And the Air Force was able to publicly shut down UFOs. Now, did the UFOs go away? Unfortunately, no. Whatever they were, they didn't care about the Colorado report. They kept flying merrily along their way. So, yeah, for a very, very long time, I was interested. When I became professionally interested in it, this is when I thought that with just the right case, with just the right reports, we can break through this stone wall. And of course, that was hubris on my part, like I couldn't believe today. It was simply impossible, because there is a real concerted effort to keep this thing shut down. So I don't see any way in the foreseeable future, with the possible exception of Spaceman Klaatu landing on the White House lawn, like in, the infamous movie from 1951, The Day the Earth Stood Still. I don't see any other way that this thing will ever be broken open.
Yeah, but the question I would have here, and just to play devil's advocate, if there is concerted government secrecy about UFOs, other than obviously to be aware of possible national security concerns and to not release information that might be secret, if you have a secret like that, how do you keep it for 70 years?
Well, you don't really. I mean, we've had leaks. We've had people who were officially working in the Air Force who later wrote books about it. I mean, we go back to Ruppelt, like we talked about on a previous show.
Yeah, but Ruppelt really didn't reveal anything that we didn't already know. What happened here is he wrote a book that spun it in a way that you felt maybe he believed in extraterrestrial UFOs. And then he writes three more chapters and says, well, not really. I never believed in them, which may have been done under pressure. We don't know. But again, he was revealing nothing that hadn't already been made available. All these cases had already been publicized in other books, except for a few.
Some of them were, that's true, but it was still written by someone who actually was part of the official project and was on the inside and rode in jet planes to the various bases and talked in person with military people there who had seen them for themselves, chased them in the airplanes for themselves. And so that's entirely different than what we have today, where we've got something like New Fork that gets cases emailed into them. And, you know, is how do we know that anything is really happening anymore? That's kind of where I've gone with the thing is like, yeah, there's still reports, but with so many hoaxes and people just playing pranks, whatever. I mean, who do you believe? How can you trust that a report is true anymore?
You do have people, though, going out and talking to them. You have Chris Rutkowski in Canada. And despite the other problems with MUFON, they have real field investigators who go out there. And we can talk all day about the limitations of their process and of their evidence-gathering material. But people are interviewing those who see UFOs. And at least some efforts made to get rid of the cases that are obvious fakes or mistakes.
That's true. I think, like you often say, Gene, actually, it's the witness, it's the person themselves who is the focus of the report. I think that people who do have a genuine sighting, they are the actual evidence. When people see something, that's because there's some photons that have hit their retina and made an impact within their visual cortex. So it's not purely just a subjective thing. How it's interpreted is subjective, but with some careful investigation and some questioning, I think people can determine, at least on the surface, whether something is alien or possibly, you know, advanced technology of our own or just something else. But it's still not the same as having someone in the sphere of officialdom in the Air Force talking to actual pilots who have chased them in their jets because they've been tracked on radar, and they've locked onto them with their radar, and they see them in the daytime and try to catch them, and they just streak off. I mean, those kind of reports, to me, are still the very best. Those reports from the golden era, before they shut down the public access to what they actually detect. And they must be detecting them still today, but because we don't know, we don't have that kind of confirmation. We're just left to assume that the investigator did a pretty good job of talking to some person who's telling us a story.
We've got another segment of our show talking about the state of UFO research with Don Ecker, Randall Murphy, Gene and Chris. You're in
the Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
As you know, neighbors, web hosting can be pretty cheap, but not all hosting is the same. DreamHost wins best of awards year after year. You get unlimited disk space, unlimited bandwidth, and even the low-cost plans put your sites on high-performance SSDs. Want to know more about what DreamHost has to offer? Go to technightowl.com/host. Once again, that's technightowl.com/host.
First came Attack of the Rockoids, and it was a critically acclaimed success. And now there is The Coming of the Protectors. A former military intelligence man is contacted by a space woman in a dream. A dream that turns out to be a nightmare, because evil forces on her distant planet are planning to conquer the Earth. This is gripping science fiction of the classic kind. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors. Find out more at Rockoids.com. That's Rockoids, R-O-C-K-O-I-D-S.com.
Love or loathe him, Donald J. Trump is our 45th president. There is no denying now that Trump will go down in history, both despised and admired. Commemorate Trump's presidency with your very own Trump Silver Bust from TrumpSilverStatue.com. This museum-quality heirloom Trump Silver Statue bust is hand-cast from 20 troy ounces of silver, a great investment, from TrumpSilverStatue.com. Loathed or loved, own a valuable piece of Trump's legacy. Get your solid silver Trump bust today at TrumpSilverStatue.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Did you know children are 52 times more likely to suffer from identity theft than adults? Credit alerts will not fix the fallout. Liberty ID does, and here's an exciting offer just for you. Go to LibertyID.com and cover your entire family, your spouse, your children, and your parents for only $129 a year. Use promo code FREETRIAL and we'll give you the first 60 days free. That's LibertyID.com, promo code FREETRIAL. LibertyID.com. LibertyID.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Is that Ellen painting her garage?
Yesterday she was trimming her edges.
What's her secret?
I heard she was eating this new superberry called the Aronia Berry.
Aronia? What?
Aronia Berries from superberries.com. They're known for having one of the highest levels of antioxidants that helps with overall wellness.
Where can we get them?
Go to superberries.com/radio. And right now we get a free smoothie recipe book with our order. Plus we can save $4 at checkout.
I can't wait. I've got lots of projects I need to get done.
Yes, you do.
Choose health. Eat purple. Superberries.com.
Hi, this is James Fox from Chasing UFOs. You're listening to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio.
You see, folks, Chris said there would be no pop culture here. Well, we mentioned very briefly the day the Earth stood still, but only as an example of how we may treat the arrival of a space being if they arrived in a very public way. But I'm thinking here, guys, even if UFOs are extraterrestrial, that ship has sailed. If they were going to do that, they would have done it a long time ago.
You know, there was a case back in the 80s that at the time was a huge case. And the person most responsible for that case used to be a user on the Paracast, Simone Mendez. Now, back in the 80s, Simone was a young Air Force airman working in a telecommunications center. And basically, a report came in. Ultimately, it had to come through the NSA, the National Security Agency. And for years, I heard through a number of sources that a lot of what NSA was listening for, they had their antennas pointed outward, not inward. Now, these are the people that can pick up every cell phone telephone call around the globe. These are the people that can listen in on every landline in the globe. These are the people that can tell you what you're typing on your computer while you're typing it. So their technical expertise, well, I have no idea how advanced it is. But according to this case, and you guys should remember this, they detected a flight of unidentified flying objects coming in from deep space all the way to planet Earth, and these objects allegedly flew down over what was then the Soviet Union. Do you guys remember this case?
I don't recall it right off the top of my head. Sounds fascinating. Let's hear some more.
Yeah, well, at any rate, she foolishly took a carbon copy of this teletype from her duty station, took it home with her. The long and the short of the story was she got busted. The FBI came in. Basically, they threatened her with all kinds of horrible things including going to federal prison. She had to cop this thing up. The people that apparently somebody that she showed this to had ratted her out. And this was one hell of a case. Now, this was a case that Barry Greenwood and Larry Fawcett got involved in. Now, if that case was true, and I think there's a lot of truth to this case, this is another example of why this field has gone nowhere, because the lid is screwed down so tight, and anybody in the military or in the intelligence services, while they're still on active duty, know that if they open their mouths, draconian things are going to happen to them. Other than what we're talking about word of mouth, we're talking about people telling stories, testimony, and that's basically all they are, unless you can find something to verify this. You know, it used to be newspapers. If somebody was reporting that Joe Blow robbed a bank, you had to have two witnesses that you quoted that said, yeah, I saw Joe Blow. And I saw him too. Okay, then you got a story. Today, there is no such thing. I don't know. Where's the field going to go? I honestly, guys, I think it's going nowhere.
This is why I was trying to get at the idea that maybe what we need to do is just defocus our attention away from the whole disclosure thing, because although people who know that they're real for themselves because they've seen one or they've done their homework, they believe because they've looked at enough reasonable information to go, it's just unreasonable not to believe it. The people who believe or know from firsthand experience are enough that maybe what we need to do is shift our focus away from the infrastructure and disclosure and try to network closer with each other in some way, shape, or form. I know that's where the groups come in, and then that gets into all kinds of politics. You know, I've tried a different approach with USI, but that hasn't been working too well. I mean, we've got over 2,000 members in 22 countries, but we don't communicate a lot. But we know that each other is out there. I think that's really important. I think there's sort of a family of firsthand witnesses and believers who are a substantial part of the population that really know that this is something true. And then there's all the rest that we started talking about, the scammers, the people who exploit the field, the people who are just maybe in it for the money or in it temporarily. But there's still the rest of us. We're still out here. So part of our society today knows it's real, a good chunk of it, whether the powers that be tell us or not. And maybe we need to focus on that instead of getting their permission, as if when they tell it to us, finally we're vindicated or something. I don't know. What do you think of that?
Well, these are all great ideas, quite frankly. However, like everything else affiliated with this field, you've got to have some financial backing for anything you do. Now, how do you go about getting that? Well, I guess you could go fund me, but lacking money, okay, and it's unfortunate, but that's the bottom line. Lacking money, that's why this field has never gone anywhere. Why don't more academics, and there've got to be academics out there that have an interest in this, that their curiosity is piqued, but yet very few have ever deigned to enter this fray. Why? Well, if you want to go out and you want to get grant money for your pet project, it's the kiss of death to say UFO. That's just a fact that is irrefutable. If you say, well, yeah, I've got an interest in UFOs, well,
I mean, Rockefeller and Bigelow were two big people that with lots of money that did put some funding into it. But
yeah, and what happened with Bigelow? Bigelow at one point was going to fund MUFON and QFOS and what was it? What was the other one, Gene? The Fund for UFO Research or something?
Before, yeah.
But anyway, he got pissed off and he pulled the funding. He wanted to call all the shots. He wanted to tell these organizations, you can do this, but you can't do that. Once again, them with the gold make the rules.
guys, we got to wrap it up. But you can see how complicated it is when people with money and power want to help. They want to exert their power in exchange for their money. Don Ecker, you've got the radio show back again. Tell our listeners more about where they can find out what you do.
Dark Matters Radio, where we are on twice a week, each week, Friday nights, Saturday nights. It starts at 5 p.m. Pacific Time, 8 Eastern, on KGRARadio.com. There are already archives up there. Next week is Dr. John Brandenburg, who's recently been pretty ill in the hospital. However, luckily, he's back on his feet. My interviews are Fridays and Saturday nights. Richard Saraday and I entertain open lines where the audience can call in and basically tell us what's on their mind.
You can find us on Twitter. Look for the Paracast. Look for a pair of Paracast fan clubs on Facebook. You can also, of course, join the Paracast Plus and get the commercial-free version of this show, the After the Paracast podcast. Some videos, more exclusive stuff coming, by the way, from Paul Kimball. They've got a new TV show that he's working on called Haunted. Some exclusive videos are coming from there. To learn more about our premium subscription service, go to plus, P-L-U-S dot theparacast.com. That's plus dot theparacast.com. Prices start just $1.49 a week. And for long-term subscriptions, we give free stuff away. You want free stuff, you got to subscribe to get it. Randall Murphy was our guest co-host this week with a spirited conversation with Don Ecker. Don, welcome back to the fold. Happy to have you this week on the Paracast.
It's been a pleasure.
The Paracast, featuring Gene Steinberg and Christopher O'Brien, is a copyrighted presentation of Making the Impossible, Incorporated. Tune in next week for a new adventure in The Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Attack of the Rockoids has been well received by critics and readers alike. It's a thrill-a-minute story you'll never forget. A former U.S. military intelligence officer is haunted by intense dreams about a beautiful woman pleading for his help after a terrible battle in outer space. But the dreams turn out to be true and thrust him into a telepathic love affair with a woman whose faraway planet is intent on destroying the Earth. And now the gripping tale continues in The Coming of the Protectors. It's the second book of the Rockoids trilogy, a galaxy-spanning adventure that pits our hapless heroes against powerful, fanatical enemies that threaten the lives of freedom-loving beings everywhere. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors, classic science fiction at its best, available now. For more details, visit Rockoids.com. That's Rockoids.com.
North Korea openly threatens the U.S. and launches a new missile every other week. Their warhead of choice? Electromagnetic pulse. Such an event would cripple the U.S. power grid for years and leave millions in the dark. Are you ready? You can be with a Solark EMP-hardened solar generator. Solark works day in and day out to keep all of your essentials protected. That means you can have peace of mind knowing your power will be there when you most need it. Visit Solark.us to see EMP testing. That's Solark.us. Energy insurance for your family.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.